2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, you may have seen this video online. Have a listen to this.
I read recently. I watched a reel. I heard on a podcast. I was listening to a podcast. I watched a reel. That was a reel as well. I saw recently in a documentary. Definitely, that definitely was a reel as well. Definitely a reel. I heard actually during an interview between two specialists of their field. Yeah, reel. Still a reel. That one was a reel as well. I just read it on a reel. I was scanning the broadsheet this morning and I never touched a newspaper. It's just, that's a reel as well. So it's all reels.
Which is how I get most of my information for this show. And you might recognise that voice. It is the one and only Kyla Cobbler.
Hello,
Laura Fox. Oh my God, I'm so happy you're back with us again.
I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. We're crushing it.
We fell in love last year.
Like, we did fall in love.
Head over
we
heels.
Fell in love. My mom was like, you and Laura Fox get on very well. You could hear it. And I was like, there you go, mom.
It was just like it's how I would imagine if I was single, how I'd like a first date to go.
Totally.
It's like, this is the love of my life.
Oh my God, we crushed it.
Kyla, it is so great to have you back in again. How have you been?
I'm flying it.
Yeah. Quite literally. Because you
literally
just got off flight.
Yeah, literally got off a flight. Oh my God, I was so wrecked. I got up at 5 o'clock and then I got on the flight at 7 and I'm loving 90 Day Fiancé at the moment.
Oh.
And I ordered a coffee on the plane and then I put on 90 Day Fiancé and then I woke up at landing with a cold coffee. Yeah.
You were here today because obviously you've just announced your biggest tour ever.
I know.
And thank God because you didn't
do
enough dates for everybody the last time.
I know. A huge gigantic tour and it's selling.
It's not a shock
God,
to anybody.
I know.
What is the tour called? Where are you kicking off?
Not My Lemons. Story. That's the name of the show. Not My Lemons.
Do you know when I read that earlier on? Because I don't know why. You know when words just don't look like they're words?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, her tour is called Not My Lemons.
Everyone's like, all right, no, I can't do it.
And she's right, I was like, Lemons, Laura. It's very simply just Lemons. Kyla Cobbler on Not My Lemons.
No, it is Lemons. You crushed it. It's Lemons. It's Lemons. You're the only one that understood. That's why we had
Thank
such
you.
A good connection.
This is
it's Lemons.
I am not one bit surprised at all. And I am so excited. It's huge.
I'm so excited.
And we will talk about that again as we go on this interview because there's so much that I need to get to.
Yeah.
But as I was kind of alluding to, you can really and truly take the mickey out of absolutely everything that's going on.
Yes.
Cork Snow White was up there, one of my favorite videos I've ever.
Yeah.
That is actually, I comment on videos like a lot of time because I enjoy the internet.
Yeah.
That I keep getting
That's
brought
nice
back to,
hear,
to that
Laura,
video.
Good for you for admitting that. Everyone's like, it's so hard. You're like, you know what? I enjoy the internet.
I'm
enjoy it.
Really enjoy it. But I comment on your videos an awful lot. I get brought back to your videos all the time because people like my comments, which is even
so
more
cute.
Fun.
Yeah,
I'm like, I get to experience
it
all over again. Yeah. Thank you very much. But one of the ones that you did was about giving directions in Ireland. Have a listen
to this. Also, it was in Ireland. We don't even give directions. We just give basically treasure hunts. We're like, so you just have to go down by the ivy bush, and then when you get to the well, you just go underneath the well and you come to Hail Mary's grotto. Not the first one, you go to the blue one with the missing rock up the top, right? Then when you get to the Hail Mary's grotto, you take a sharp left, you'll see a big oak tree with a swing on it. Go around the swing, and once you get to the swing, you'll see a magpie's nest. At the magpie's nest, there'll be a little offering of coins for the fairies.
Oh my God.
Don't go too far.
Genuinely.
So true.
When we were talking about you coming in today, like myself, Kate, Etna were like yapping away about it. And it just turned into, yeah, but did you see this video when she's talking?
I love that.
What about this video when she's talking about that? Because you Such just hit crack. The nail on the head. I mentioned the deer a second ago.
Yeah.
Because it is up there, one of my favorite videos that you've ever done.
Yes.
But like, it's
Mental.
The wish. Just for anybody who might not have seen it, you woke up and there was a deer in your bedroom.
In the bedroom. In the hotel.
Where
in the hotel
were you?
Room. I was in the Drakensberg in South Africa. Obviously.
Where else
would I be? I was in the Drakensberg, South Africa, and my fiance was like, make sure to close the door because of the baboons. And I was like, whatever, I could take a baboon. And then I just fell asleep. And then I was like, oh my God, a deer? Four-legged? I was like, I don't know about that. I was terror. But then I was grand. Everyone was like, the only thing that scared me after that in the comments, everyone was like, you're going to get ticks. And I was like, where do ticks come from? What do they look like?
How do I get rid of them?
I know, I'd never seen a tick. And I was like, Jesus. But that one, the direction one came because I was meeting Simon. So we were just boyfriend and girlfriend, and he's South African, and obviously, and I was meeting him in Amsterdam, and I got off the train. I was traveling, touring somewhere, and I got off the train, and I was like, "Where do I go?" And he's like, "Go east." And I was like,
"What?
Are you having an affair?" East? I don't know. East? What are you talking about? East and west? What am I, a sailor? East? And I was like, Simon, that's not how we do directions in Ireland, right? Tell me where something else is and I'll go there and then I'll find you somehow. You know,
I need landmarks.
Yeah. Landmarks. You know where this person did this? I need that. Like memories. Give me memories. Give me a riddle.
And I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but you tell me
to go east, west, north, south. It's not happening at all.
East.
He can't be coping with it.
No.
Social media as well, okay? Yeah. Like all of your clips and stuff. You have got over 100 million views on socials, which is insane.
It's so mental.
Insane to think that 100 million different times your content has been viewed.
I know.
It's changed the game for comedians massively, hasn't it?
Yeah. Big time. Big time changed the game. You hear that a lot as well, especially with kind of comedians that are like older, like are in the scene a longer time, more experience. And they're like, yeah, it's easy for you guys with social media. And I'm like, you do it then.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not easy. It's not. It's like having every open mic, every bomb that you ever do. It's like it being online. Because sometimes I do clips as well and they're not funny.
Yeah.
And you learn that quickly. So, you know what I mean?
It's like, it must be hard because people are used to a certain standard out of you as well. So if they don't find that funny, they're quick to tell you.
And also it's like the ones that I really love, I think are hilarious, just never perform as well. Like even that real one didn't do that good. And I think that's so funny. I know. I think that's a great, that's so like spot on. But yeah.
Again.
So what happened yesterday, a lady wrote to me. I had been announcing my tour and I was doing the whole like build up and pre-sale access, blah, blah, blah. And a lady wrote to me under the story and she wrote, sorry now, just not loving the tats. And I, in the middle of the sales stuff, and I wrote back and I was like, I'm so confused. Like, my tattoos. And she goes, yes, I think they're really ugly, but I don't think you're ugly. That's what she wrote to me. And she DM'd me. And I was like, thanks so much for letting me know. I'll get on to HR and let you know what they say.
Bizarre. Also, your tattoos are deadly.
So, yeah, they are. Yeah. Cool.
You do look.
Shut up.
So cool. I'm very hot.
Shut up, lady.
you're doing a lot of traveling around Europe. Mm-hmm. We spoke the last time about gigging in foreign countries.
Yeah. Such a vibe.
It can be very hard, but very you thoroughly hard. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. When I was in Norway on the last tour, I did my show in Norway. Don't want to. Both, but I did sell 34 tickets. So,
oh, wow.
34 people in Norway, which is basically half their population, are big fans of Kyla Cobbler. I went there and like the promoters like filled the room for me. So they like invited people and then other comedians from the scene came and whatever. So it ended up being like 70 people. And I always start my show with crowd work. Like I always just get to know the audience because also I'm telling you stuff that's pretty intimate.
Personal.
So like, yeah, I want to like at least like, you know, break the ice a little bit with a bit of carry on. And I'm like chatting to the Norwegian audience members. I'm like, hey, like, what's your name? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, and where in Norway are you from? And they're like talking and they're acting really weird. And I'm like, do you guys not do crowd work? They're like, no, this feels like an interview. And I was like, yeah, that's a fair point. It's like, maybe you should just try to do some jokes. And I was like, yeah, thank you for that advice. I think I might because this is awkward. So
performing stand up in front of a live tour. I mean, look, we just talked about Norway there.
Yeah.
Better crowd work was not happening.
Creme de la creme of comedy, Norway.
No. But it's a whole different ballgame than doing content. And I know were saying obviously earlier on about anybody can do content, but everybody can't do content.
No, it's the same for both
things. Like,
so everyone is so bad at stand up when they start. There's like very few people that get up on stage and can do stand up. I mean, it's such a thing because it just takes time to get used to the space and being on stage and being in front of everyone. But I'm on stage just practice 100 hours. Like I'm just on stage all the time.
Just practicing.
Just all the time. 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, just over and over again.
And the same with your content as well.
I think I have a really lovely relationship with Instagram because I don't feel the pressure to put out stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And because I never monetized it, I've never sold a product, I've never been a brand ambassador, I've never done anything because I never wanted the pressure of having to like post a certain amount of times a day. Because there's days when I wake up and I'm like, I am allergic.
You couldn't be arsed.
To everyone and everything. And I don't want to be online. I look at myself and I'm like, oh my God, disgusting. Like, I just can't. Like, I just, honestly.
Stop being a girl.
Just tough being a girl. Yeah. It's so hard. And then you wake up and you're covered in forest animals. You're like, well, here we are again now. So
oh no,
I'm a princess too.
My butterfly clip
broke. My butterfly clip. Yeah.
Let's talk about your name. Okay, because Kyla
Cobbler.
Name? Yeah, Kyla Cobbler.
Oh yeah, Kyla Cobbler.
Yeah. You recently, I love the shock.
I know, yeah. Like, I know, it's like, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? You were talking on the Tommy Tiernan show, which was an unbelievable interview.
Yeah, it was such a fun interview.
You were excellent on it.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about where Cobbler came from.
Cobbler came from, so back in my single days when I was a player, I don't hate the player, I hate the game. Back in my single days, I used to love the apps. I was so good at the apps.
Were you?
Yeah, oh my God, I crushed
it. There really isn't anything you're not great at.
Oh, like, trust me, there is, like, but I'll tell you the stuff I'm good at. Yeah. We'll talk more about that. the apps I was good at, I just good at things that don't matter.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care about things that don't matter at all. I never have, even when I was really young. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, this is not real. This is America that I'm here. I don't need any of this. This isn't real. So I was on the apps, Crash Bandicoot, Nintendo, like just picking my character, going with it, loved it. And I used to tell the men that I was a cobbler because I was a waitress and I've always been a waitress. There's only so much you can say about waitressing and bartending. And then also they're like, oh, I'll come to your bar. And you're like, that's not a date, Padraig.
Sorry, you don't
coming
show up
to
my
bar and being on the other side of the thing, that's not a date. That is no effort, okay? I'm not going to kiss you at the end of my shift. So
when you're absolutely languishing at the side,
honestly, like, get away. And then it's just gross. So I was like, I'm not doing this. So I used to tell the Italian boys when I lived in Italy that I was a cobbler, and they loved it. Like, I don't know why. Like, they adored it. They're like, that is so interesting that you have something from your family. And I was like, yeah. So I come from a long line of cobblers. I learned it from my grandfather. And then
tell us about the guy you showed off to the date.
Yeah. So then I go on the date with this guy. We've been texting for like 6 weeks online, and then finally, you know, I'd forgotten that I told him the lie, or carry on as we call it. And or a mess. And I'm sitting there waiting for him, and he walks in and he has a bag, and I'm like, oh my God, he bought me a present. And it wasn't. It was two pairs of broken shoes.
Like,
I was like, you are a nut job. Even if I was a cobbler.
Yeah, that's still so
inappropriate. What are you doing? And then I told him, I was like, oh my God, Federico, I'm so sorry. It's actually like only a bit of crack. Like, I'm not a cobbler, I'm a waitress. And he got up off the table and he was like, you're disgusting. You are disloyal. And I was like, yeah, right, I'm disloyal.
Okay,
to who? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
later, honey.
What are the cobblers, you know? Who am I disloyal to? Who am I, like, who am I representing here? Like,
sometimes if you just ask the question, why? Like, why do you feel like this? Why?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? And they have no answer. It's kind of like, now you look ridiculous.
I'm like, do you think this might be misplaced emotion? What happened when you were a child? Let's talk. It's a relationship like what you're
I actually come from a long line of therapists.
Yeah.
I can't believe
don't believe this, but... so mental.
Let's talk about Simon.
I love Simon.
You do love Simon. He is, of course, your fiance, South African. What's the humor like between, like, South African
and
Irish
people?
Fun.
They're such crack.
Are they?
Yeah. The only difference, Simon in particular, just the way they speak is so funny.
Okay.
Like, Simon is like, they just have the funniest accent. The accent, because you obviously know South African accent, and it's just so sinister. He sounds like he's threatening me all the time. Like, he never says, like, if he brings something to the table or he cooks for me, he'll never say, do you like that? He says, does that bring you pleasure? I'm like, whoa, chill out. That's mental. Like,
maybe we just give me a minute to think about it.
Like, or like, if we're play fighting, he'd be like, don't consider my threats idle. I'm like, is this like WWE? I'm like, relax.
I thought we were just tickling each other. Yeah.
What's going to happen now?
What's the next part?
Have you been talking about Federico or about the cobbler thing? This is a long ruse to my demise. I love Simon.
So wait, any crack at it? Because both of you did the Dublin Marathon together, which is insane.
Yeah,
like, so was he cracking jokes throughout that as well?
Yeah, he's just a tank. Like, I can't even describe him. He just doesn't complain. Like, now he's like, yesterday he's like, I think I'm going to sign up for the Two Oceans, which is like this gigantic marathon in South Africa. And I was like, babe, I was like, I'll come with you, but I'm not doing it ever again.
That's kind of the line. How did you get on the Dublin Marathon?
I hated it.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's horrible.
Sorry.
It's the worst thing ever.
I was talking yesterday on the show about propaganda that I just don't believe in, and one of them was marathons.
Yeah, like, you're right. Everyone that does them, go home and fix a relationship with your family. All right, go home for Christmas. That's all you need to do. You just need to hug your dad. You don't need to do this.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's the worst thing ever. I hate. I don't mind like a halvesy one or 10K. I love running.
Yeah,
I love running. I love it. And I tell you, as a person that loves running, marathon, it's stupid. The first person to ever run a marathon died. Do you know that?
From Athens to marathon,
another place in Greece.
Yeah.
I think he literally went from Athens to Athens. I think he did a whole run.
Yeah, just ran.
And then he died. And everyone's like, oh yeah, let's take this as a competitive sport. Why don't we bring back lion taming? That's good.
So you can last
Coliseum.
The longest.
I got it wrong with lion taming.
Let's talk about Not My Le Mans tour.
Not My Le Mans. Bonjour. Not My Le Mans. That's so funny. Everyone gets a croissant. Yeah, Not My Lemons. I love the Lemons show. Long live the Lemons.
So Where are you performing? Let's give the sale.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. I actually should have brought my
I have
list.
It. Don't worry. Oh, you don't
God,
need
God.
It. Okay.
I was like, no, I don't
Don't
know.
Worry. I've got this. Coyle is going to perform in Sligo, Waterford, Donegal, Drogheda, Wexford, Galway, Killarney, Limerick and Kilkenny across March and April 2026 yeah. before closing out the tour with her return to the Three Olympia Theatre on the 11th of April 2026, which is going to be our staff party. I've decided now we are all going
yeah,
to cool. see this because I actually
I can put you in the fancy box.
Oh God, I always wanted to be in the
yeah,
fancy box.
Yeah, come to the fancy box. We love it.
So sorry, this is a mammoth tour.
A mammoth
There's kind
tour.
Of nowhere that you're really missing.
No.
That everyone around the country has access to you.
Yeah, exactly. And Simon loves Sligo, so I'm buzzing that we're going to Sligo again.
Hilarious. Any particular reason?
I don't know. He just loves it. I just really feel at home here. And I was like, all right, Sligo.
Mullachmore, come at me.
Let's go. Let's go to Sligo.
That's right.
Yeah, and I love that me and the Three Olympia, there's something about the Three Olympia. And I'm a Cork woman and I've always said it and I have such a soft spot for the Doves. But like the Three Olympia for me is the most beautiful venue I've ever played in.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Apart from Norway.
Obviously. And those 34 people.
Let's be clear.
That was, yeah, I mean.
Let's be clear. That was my peaking moment. I peaked. It's only downhill from Norway.
At least it was a great warm up thing. I mean, the confidence can only go up from here.
Literally.
Tickets are on sale now. If people want to buy them, they can head on over, obviously, to Kyla Cobber Comedy.
KylaCobber.com if you want the website.
Amazing. You can just go straight direct
straight there.
To
Let's
there.
Go. Sign up for my email.
Yeah.
Keep
and
me independent.
She's got great tattoos.
I
which
got great
is also
tattoos.
Just another part of this whole show.
I thought you were going to say something else there. I was like, all right.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Kyla, thank you so much for coming in to
thank
us.
Thank you for having
again.
Me, Laura.
I mean this when I say this. Anytime.
Anytime.
Quite literally.
I'm going to make a show just so you can be a guest.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah. You did. It's called Not My Lemons.
Not My Lemons.
Kyla Kovner.
Thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings.
With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.